different ways. I have tasted of your power. Jesus, you are too real. You are a great God.
Wave your hands wherever you are.
In different ways, I have tasted of your power.
Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord.
Jesus, you are too real, Lord. You are a great God.
Worship him wherever you are.
In different ways, I have tasted of your power.
Give him all the glory.
Jesus, you are too real. You are a great.
Make use of this opportunity.
I have tasted of your power. Jesus, Jesus, you are too real.
Jesus is too real.
You are a great God.
He's a great God.
I have tasted of his power. Jesus,
I tasted of his mercy, and it's too real.
You are a great God.
Worship him. Open your mouth now and bless the name of the Lord. Talk to him.
You are a great God.
Give him praise.
Different ways,
in different ways.
I have tasted all.
In one way or the other, you have experienced his mercies.
Jesus, you are too real, Lord. You are a great God. In different ways.
Worship the name of the Lord, church.
You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory. And all you are.
You are
the Lord. Let your name be glorified.
Church, are you ready for your miracle tonight? Are you ready to experience God in another dimension? You have to put up the spirit of a victor. You have to put up the spirit of a conqueror. You don't need to be downcasted in any moment. In this atmosphere, expect God in action. And the way you are looking at us, you are watching as if you've not seen anybody on the screen before. Many of us have televisions in our houses. We have movies to watch. We have one thing or the other to look at home. But you abandon those things and come to the church. If I were you, I would mean business. And if there is anything that is distracting you now, you better take those things off and tell the trouble that you are in the presence of the Lord and you are here in person. So you are here to pray and you are here to receive. If I'm correct, can you shout amen? So tonight, I want you to assure yourself that you are not going home without that answer. Amen? And I'm sure so many of you have broken the records. So today, you are not going home without that answer. If I'm talking, can you say amen? There is no other God who lives and never, never die. There is no other God. There is no other God. There is no other God who lives and never, never die. Only Jesus is the God who never die. Because your God is not there, you are not going to die in that battle. Because your God is not there, you are not going to go home sorrowing. Because your God is not there, you must go home with that answer in the name of Jesus. There is no other God. 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 There is no other God who lives and never, never die. Only Jesus is the God who never die. Other gods were dead. Leaders of religious, of so many religions are dead. Till today, they are still in the grave. But only your God said, I have the power to lay down my life and I will pick it again. And there is a proof that the tomb is no longer closed. It is empty to show that our God is the creator of life and death. And you are in the sanctuary and you are as cold as somebody who is dead. That is not your portion. There is no other God. 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 There is no other God who lives and never, never die. Only Jesus is the God who never die. He's with me always. He's with me all time. He's my loving friend, my Savior all the time. He's with me always. Holy Ghost, I worship you. He's with me all time. He's my loving friend, my Savior all the time. The Lord is going to meet somebody at the point of his knee. The Lord is going to meet that sister, that mother at the point of her need. I want you to get connected tonight because God is out to bless his people. And I'm sure you are the one he's going to bless. The Lord we serve is up and doing. He has not rested because of you. Let me tell you, God is still working. He is still working and it's because of you. Tonight, you will go home with that miracle in the name of Jesus. This God we are talking about, he is ready for those who are ready for him. He is ready for those who are ready for him. And I tell you, you can't defy all the situation in the country to come to his sanctuary to seek him. And he will leave you like that. No, 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 no. Our God is not unfair. He treats people like himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready for tonight? Say, I am ready. Say, I am ready. If you're ready, can you jam your hands for Jesus? Jam your hands for Jesus. Jam your hands for Jesus. You alone are worthy to be praised. 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 Jesus, you alone. Not worthy to be praised. You Omega, you alone, not worthy to be praised. Holy Ghost, I worship you.
You alone,
no one like you, Lord. No one like you.
You alone, not worthy to be praised.
Jesus, you are worthy, worthy, Savior, Savior, thou art worthy, Jesus. You alone are worthy to be praised, but I worship. You alone are worthy.
Thou alone
art worthy to be praised.
Thou alone,
Omega.
Thou alone art worthy to be praised.
Clap your hands unto the Lord. You may recover your seats. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and say, don't get cold. Even though the weather is cold, don't be cold. Amen. Tonight we're here for prayers. And we're here to pray. And I want you to get prepared, because God is ready to answer as many as will be ready for tonight's meeting. God is ready. So don't deny yourself of the blessings. Amen. We're going to talk little and then we start praying. And we shall be reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, from verse 17. Genesis 3:17. And unto Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistle shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Praise the Lord. My topic tonight says, the causes of the earth and the remedy. The causes of the earth and the remedy thereof. Church, did you hear me? The causes of the earth. You can leave it like that. You can complete it by saying, and the remedy thereof. Praise the Lord. Church, we have read from the scripture, we saw that God God caused the earth. It's not a human being that caused the earth. And God caused the earth against his original plan. Something triggered the cause. The disobedience of man in the garden triggered the curse upon the earth for mankind. But when you look at the original plan of God, God blessed this earth in the book of same Genesis chapter 1. Genesis 1, let's see how blessed this earth was according to the plan of God for humanity. Genesis chapter number 1. Let's read from verse 22. Genesis 1, 22. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon it. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female, and created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful. Am I correct? Somebody say it. Somebody read with me. Again. Can I hear you? Louder. And do what? And God and replenish the earth. And do what? I'm happy you are reading now. Replenish the earth and do what? And do what again? Somebody echo it as if you mean it. And have dominion over all. Have dominion over some things. Hello? Have dominion over some things. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, have dominion over the seas and over the fowls and over all everything that moveth upon where? Upon where? That was the original plan of God. Praise the Lord, church. The plan of God for man on earth is that man will live and not struggle. The plan of God on earth is that man will live with joy. Man will live so peaceful. Man will live without anything troubling him. In fact, by creation, man already has everything within his disposal. In other words, God made man the landlord of all the earth. God created you and I to become the landlord of this universe without any apology to any other creature. They are bound to obey the commandment of man. So long as God is concerned, man has become God over every other creatures on earth. But listen to me. Something happened. Something happened. A commandment was given, and it was disobeyed. And instead of man taking dominion, having everything within his disposal, instead of man being in charge, man began to struggle over what he has given charge over them. Can I tell you something? By the virtue of God's creation, man has the power to tell the lion, sit down there, and the lion will sit down. By the virtue of that dominion, man has the power to tell the tigers, go and fetch water for me, and it will be done. By the virtue of God's empowerment unto man, man can control the serpent. Are you hearing me? It was as a result of the falling of man that man began to till the ground. Before now, man doesn't know how to till the ground. And I tell you something. The curse of the earth made the earth to go through transformation. And this transformation, at this time, is not a palatable transformation. It was a transformation that instead of ruling, man began to hide. Instead of man being in charge, man began to be a servant. Can I tell you something? Man, I'm sure, must have experimented the grace God gave to him after he lost the dominion, after he lost the power, by telling lion, hey, lion, come here. Can I tell you what the lion said? And the lion replied, don't ask me, were you there? We are men of the spirit. Amen? And the lion replied, who is barking? Who is that person making noise? This kingdom did not look like the kingdom where you are in charge. So if I hear you talk again, I will tear you into pieces. Can I tell you? One of the reasons that man begin to hide is not just because he sinned and he had the voice of the law. He became afraid of even the lions that was once afraid of him. Can I tell you, church? Man so much lost his authority to the point that even mosquitoes begin to attack man without apology. How much are we spending on mosquitoes now? Because we want them to obey us. They said no. We want flies to obey us. They say no. We want reptiles, all the small, small reptiles, to obey us. And they said no. Anytime you see any small snake coming into your house, you will run outside, leaving your house for the snake. That is because the earth has been cursed. That is because the earth has been cursed. Can I tell you? The problem of man is not until you commit offense this time around. The problem is because the earth is under curse. And I can tell you, before anything will affect any man so badly, before any curse can succeed effectively working against anybody, that curse must operate from the earth. Church, are you hearing me? I am giving you revelation that when you begin to pray, you pray with wisdom. Before any curse can effectively work against somebody, the person who is cursing cannot be on the air talking. Amen? The person who is cursing cannot be on the air talking. The person must be on the ground talking. And can I tell us something? Last Friday, somebody was given a prophecy here by Prophet Benjamin. He brought a young man out and he told him, somebody came to your shop. You were in one place that looked like, they call it cement. Can you remember? He was mentioning cement, cement, cement. I thought the guy is dealing on cement. I don't know it was the name, what they call the locality where the boy is trading. And he said, somebody saw you. Immediately when you came into the line, it was like speed. Fia, 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 fia. You begin to move. And the people who have been trading there, they look at you and say, ah, why is this new person taking over? Why so much speed in his life? Do you know what they did? According to the prophecy, they went in front of his shop and took a sand and then conjure it with 700 naira. Am I correct? 700 naira. And then they conjure it and they say, this person, this your speed, will limit you. You can no longer take over. You can no longer have dominion. I look at that prophecy like the promise of God to Adam in the garden. God said, have dominion. Replenish. Take charge of all the earth. But something happened. The rivers became the case. Become the cause. So church, I do not know where and how. What must have triggered the cause that is working against your life? Listen to me. The Bible say, if there is any man to curse, listen, if enemy is pursuing you from outside, he takes you coming into the house to be rescued, to be saved. So if you are cursed outside, the only person that can deliver you is the God Almighty. If you are being challenged outside, the only way you can be salvaged is by running to God. Listen to me, church. The earth was cursed against Adam and was cursed against man. But listen, the Bible say, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But for the purpose of that curse, Christ Jesus came so that we can be restored back to our glorious destiny. Children of God, the remedy of every curse is Jesus. But I want to let you know that earth can speak against somebody. And if you are walking and the earth is speaking against you, you will go nowhere. If you are walking and the earth is not in support of your move, your business, your career, your ministry, whatever you are doing, and the earth is against you, my friend, it's like using backward movement to go to the east. How far can you go? Let us see something here in the same Genesis, chapter number 4, verse 11. Genesis 4, 11. And now, at that cost from the earth, which has opened the mouth, her mouth, to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. God talking to Cain. And in verse 12, he said, when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. To add to that, a fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in earth. Are you hearing that? We will read verse 13 later. Are you hearing that? Somebody did something that provoked the earth against the person. Church, this is a prayer meeting. We are here so that we can reverse every curse that may have been working against you, that may have been the cause of backward movement, retrogression instead of forward movement, that may have been the cause of poverty, late marriage, unemployment in the life of some people. That is why we are here. Amen? Praise the Lord. So the earth of somebody's business can be accursed. The earth of somebody's marriage can be accursed. The earth of somebody's employment can be cursed. And no matter your qualification, if you carry your fire, go to any place, they will look at it and say,
first grade upper. Oh, you are qualified. But I am sorry. It is not ordinary. It is because the earth is cursed against that person. Can I tell you? So beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Any man that sees you will turn for the second look. But let somebody come and pay your bride price. The answer is no. The earth may have been cursed against your marriage. Can I tell you something? You married on time. You were in that family. Yes, very, very beautiful. And quickly you got married. But the issue is you cannot conceive. So maybe when you conceive, he cannot stay. The earth may have been cursed against your conception. Can I tell you something? I saw something with my eyes. In the year 2021, had a younger sister who is to be given in marriage. And my elders, they gather to pray so that they can hand her over to the husbands. And they came and said, using our own what do they call it? Kindred. So they are four of our kindred. So they came to say, as you are going, we send the altars of this family to go with you. And they said, he say, which is amen. And then they said, we send, they call upon one shrine. They said, this shrine should go with you. Then they call up so many things. That this shrine, this and that, should go with you. And the Spirit of the Lord woke me up from the slumber where I was. I was hearing that kind of prayer. I went and collected the microphone. I said, never. He shall not follow you. I reverse it. You shrines, you cannot go with her. You can never step out with her. I decree upon you, my sister, goodness and mercy shall follow you. The peace of the Lord shall follow you. I tell you, I know my God. And I know what he's capable of doing. I begin to reverse. I reverse. I said, never. That shrine goes nowhere. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something? If you are a spiritual man, people should fear you. We have sent one, two, and the third one was that my sister. And because she lived with me and she obeyed me and she worked with me even in the business. And I said, I am out for this marriage and it cannot spoil. They first got married. They attacked her and she was living in pains. Until I have to call her to myself and say, come, how can I be in this Lagos? And they will call you my sister. No. This curse must be broken. And I said, this record, I am going to break it. I called her and fixed her somewhere. And by the grace of God, by the mercies of the Lord, she is doing fine. But before now, she has suffered because I didn't have this revelation before now. The second one was given in marriage. And she is still battling with what they sent to go with her. And this third one, I can call her my beloved. I said, never. No shrine goes with you. No of all of this compound goes with you. No matter how they paint it. Do you know they will paint it by prayer? And they say, so and so, you will burn, you will do this, you will do that. Can I tell you that of all goes nothing, does nothing? If it is brought from the witches and wizard coven, it can do no good to you. And I said, never. Let me summarize by telling you, that thing went with her. Because they sent it before my own. And then, as she went, trouble began. And I came to this place. And I said, God, I invoke the altar that is speaking on my head. And I invoke the angels that is working with my pastor. And I say, wherever my sister is, let whatever they have invoked against her depart for my God to take over. And as I'm talking to you, she just rented a very, very mega, mega shop from nowhere, from nothing, from nothing. I tell you, the shop is almost bigger than my own because I understood the revelation of reversing whatever course anybody may have placed on the ground for my sake, on the earth for your sake. If you get this revelation tonight, no curse shall be able to work against you in the name of Jesus. Let's see something in the book of Psalm 109, verse 10 to 15, before we start praying. David, Psalm 109, verse 10. This is David. David understood the power of curses, and especially when the earth is cursed against somebody, and he begin to invoke evil against his enemies. Look at it. Let his children be continually vagabond and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Can you imagine? Let's go. Let the extortioner catch all that he had, and let the stranger spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto them, neither let there be any favor. Let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and let the generation following, let their name be brought out. And let the iniquity of his father be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be brought out. And let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory from the memory of them from where? The earth. That means delete them. Church, if you are sleeping, you better wake up. Because if you are a businessman, whether you are in Ladikpo, in Ireland, Threadfare, call it anywhere, Ejibo, wherever there is business in Alaba, wherever you are, if the land of that market is cursed against you, you go nowhere. You better wake up. If somebody can come to, they know this thing, these wicked people, they understood this thing better than us. That is why they will be targeting where you marched. You march, they will stylishly pick the sand of somebody's leg, and then they will begin to speak. They will begin to invoke. They will begin to enchant. After tonight, whatever may have been enchanted into the earth against you, by the words of your prayer, you will reverse it. Are you saying amen or man? I say you will reverse it. Church, how do I know that it is reversible? In the same Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. Genesis 4, 13. Let's read 12 first before 13. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. This is a curse placed upon a man. And when this guy smartly understood that this curse, that this thing is too much on earth, my friend, where are we going to be if we don't prosper here on earth? Where? Are we going to live on the air? You can't live in the firmament. No. You can't live there. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And the earth is given to men. Heaven is his throne. Am I correct? So, and this man understood it, and he began to pray and said, and Cain said unto the Lord, to who? Church, to who? Have I offended you before? Church, to who? And he said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. I told you, if you find trouble outside, run to God. If you have strong man pursuing you, run to a stronger man. Our God is a merciful God. Praise the Lord. His promise is ever sure. To the point that he said, even a lawful captive can be delivered, and the prey of the terrible shall be taken away. For my God shall contend with them that contend with us. And he shall give to our enemies their own blood to be drinking. They will drink their blood as of a sweet wine. That's our God for you. And this man said, our God, my punishment is too much. Verse 13. It's too much. It's greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out of this day from the face of the earth, and from the face and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall do what? Shall slay him. Look at what the Lord did. Verse 15. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth thee, whosoever killeth thee, whosoever that begin to look for trouble, and now your head is final. Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him. How many times? So what is your problem? What is your case? Is it against God or against humanity? With your voice of repentance, with your voice of I am sorry, with your voice, can I tell you the problem of Adam? Adam was too fast to hide instead of I am sorry. What should come first when you are found guilty should be repentance. Amen? That's the remedy. The remedy is I have sinned against God. David also was cursed. And he turned to God in prayers and said, Lord, I am sorry. And the curse was taken away from him. Church, can we speak to the earth and the earth will hear? Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah chapter 34, from verse 1. And he said, come near, ye nations, to hear and to hearken, ye people. Let who? Who? Let the earth and all that is therein, the world and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He had utterly destroyed them. He had delivered them to the slaughter. My emphasis there is that the earth can be summoned and the earth can hear. If you are ready tonight, shout amen. You can speak to the earth. That's why our pastor said that you don't need to go for family deliverance, carrying somebody here and there. If you have the revelation, now you are going to speak to the earth here and the whole earth will hear you. And that is exactly what we are going to do. When I got the information that I'll be speaking tonight, exhorting us and in prayers, I begin to ask the Lord, what will I say? Immediately, I got this revelation that if the earth is cursed against somebody, the person goes nowhere. So tonight, for you to assess your mega breakthrough, your earth must be blessed. For you to assess your mega testimony, your earth must be blessed. And I am not here to talk too much. We are here to pray. Just one more scripture, and then we go into action. Hallelujah. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 1. Deuteronomy 32, verse 1. And he said, give ear, O ye heavens. Tonight, the heavens shall hear you. And I will speak and hear, O earth, the words of who? The words of who? Somebody touch your mouth. Say with my mouth. Say with my mouth. I must be delivered. Be on your feet.